The Bombay High Court, HC, has overturned a Labour Court order that directed Air India, AI, Charters Limited to pay 4.63 crore rupees in compensation to the family of a pilot of Air India Express, who died when the flight crashed at Mangaluru Airport in 2010, news agency PTI reported. The judgment was delivered on Wednesday, October 23, but was made public the following day. A single bench of Justice Sharmila Deshmukh ruled that AI Charters would be liable for compensation amounting to 3.32 crore rupees, computed as per the pilot's salary at the time of the crash. The court found the previous compensation order of 4.63 crore rupees to be flawed and in need of revision. 14 years ago, on the 22nd of May, a Boeing 737 operated by Air India Express crashed upon landing at Mangaluru Airport, resulting in the deaths of all 158 people on board, including the pilot, Zlatko Glusica, a Serbian national. Glusica, who was 55 at the time of the incident, had been earning a claimed monthly salary of US$11,000, for which his family sought compensation of US$745,580. However, the company stated that the pilot's actual salary was US$9,170, reported PTI. In September 2012, AI Charters deposited an interim amount of 3.32 crore rupees with the Labour Commissioner's office in Mumbai. In October 2013, the Commissioner for Employees' Compensation ordered AI Charters to pay US$745,580, ₹46,337,797, along with a 50% penalty and 12% annual interest from the date of the accident. According to PTI, AI Charters appealed against the order in HC, arguing that the pilot was employed through a private firm, Sigma Aviation Limited, and that his salary was lower than what the commissioner had used to determine the payout, and the court found the commissioner's order to be flawed and stated that the compensation already deposited by AI Charters, calculated at the pilot's actual salary of US$9,170, was sufficient to cover the amount owed. Consequently, no further payment was required. HC held that the commissioner's order suffered from perversity and warrants interference. Additionally, the court waived the 50% penalty imposed on the company, with PTI inputs.